Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and what a great day on Capitol Hill. They are at it again. The Republicans are trying to choose a Speaker of the House. How did the Republicans get to choose? Because we, on the Republican Party side, actually won the last election when it came to electing more members of the House of Representatives. Didn't gain a lot of seats. It's only a 4-vote margin. But still, it's control of the House of Representatives. But one thing that Republicans have to do is they have to agree on who they're going to choose as Speaker, and it's not going to be Jim Jordan. I mean, honest to goodness, he didn't even come close on the first vote, and they're planning on the future votes. And so what is going to happen, and what is the right answer to this? I mean, the world is burning. The President of the United States is concerned enough about the situation in Israel that he's flying to Israel. He's planning to meet with all of the Israeli leadership, and then he will also be meeting with some of the Palestinian leadership, except maybe not, because Mahmoud Abbas, who's 87 years old, Abu Mazen, as he is known familiarly in Palestinian circles, may not leave Ramallah. He may not go into Amman, Jordan, where the president was planning to be with him. He will be meeting with King Abdullah of Jordan and so forth. So is this a political stunt or is it substantive? And speaking of political stunts, what about those gag rules, huh? We'll be speaking with Andy McCarthy about that. He has the perspective of the legal world. Is this really an outrage that is unprecedented? Or, as Judge Tutkin said, she is the judge concerning basically the election cheating trial against President Trump and the attempts of January 6th to overturn the election. She had said that any other trial, any other defendant would not be allowed to say the things and the attacks on witnesses and the attacks on the jury system and attacks on judges that President Trump is issuing every day. And there are more today, which we will get to as well. There are three big questions on the table about the Middle East. When will Israel launch its widely anticipated attack on Hamas? Who will be the next Speaker of the House? That's been somewhat bloody, the struggles on the House, but not to be compared with the horrors perpetrated by Hamas. And will the gag order do anything to alter President Trump's agenda or patterns of behaviors? There were 4 votes that would have been enough to stop Jordan from winning the speakership. He got 0 Democratic votes. He actually had 20 votes against him. He only got 200 votes, which means he was 17 votes short of winning the speakership. Will he try again? Should he try again? We will be talking about what's been called a goat rodeo, which is a term that I love. It's a new term for me. But the goat rodeo, we'll be talking about that with David Drucker of the Dispatch. And about the further push to see if he can actually replace Kevin McCarthy. In nominating Jim Jordan, he was compared to a biblical heroine. Which one? We will give you that answer and let you hear what conference chair for the Republicans, Elise Stefanik, had to say. She, by the way, her name has come up as another potential speaker, but I think it's also problematic. The real problem and challenge they have on finding a speaker is finding one that is basically just in the middle of the party, not on one side or another, not pro-DeSantis, not pro-Trump, not pro-Nikki Haley particularly, someone who isn't associated with one of the presidential contenders. Speaking of which, in terms of fundraising and reports on the financial well-being of the various contenders, President Trump has more money in the bank, and this is not a question of what he has with his various investments. It's a question of what he's raised. He's raised more money than all of his competitors combined, which is kind of what you expect of an incumbent. And what's interesting is, even though he is the ex-president, not an incumbent, he's running something like an incumbent. There's news on the crime front that is very, very different and very shocking to many people. The headline of a brand new poll from Associated Press and the National Opinion Research Center, it's a collation of every kind of statistic they can find, shows a sharp and dramatic decrease in violent crime. But property crimes, particularly car theft, that's gone up. Now, you could say, okay, better to have car thefts than rapes and murders and assaults and people cutting each other up. But this is another interesting and strange, very unusual development. And everybody knows that the most influential figure in America isn't President Trump. It certainly isn't President Biden. It's Taylor Swift. Her bodyguard has just left his dream job serving. There are probably a lot of people who would volunteer to guard Taylor Swift's body if it came down to that. But her bodyguard is leaving his dream job to take up another position far away that involves fighting. We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. When Jim Jordan was coming to the Florida House of Representatives for the vote that was conducted earlier today, the vote that he lost, he was approached by CNN's Manu Raju, who asked him about how much longer, by the way, with people getting biblical, that's another biblical phrase. How long, O Lord, how long? How much longer? Okay? So Jim Jordan had this response. Listen, clip 17.
How many ballots are you willing to go? Will you do as much as Kevin McCarthy?
We need to get a speaker today, and we feel really good about where we're at.
Does that mean ballot after ballot, the way McCarthy did?
Whatever it takes to get a speaker today.
What are some of the concerns that you've still heard from
members? We've been picking up support every day, and so it's been...
Have you spoken to President Trump? Are you asking him to help you with this vote?
I haven't talked to President Trump. I haven't talked to the president in a couple of days.
I haven't talked to President Trump in a couple of days. The members of Congress, the ones who are voting no on Jim Jordan, are the ones who do not have easy races on their seats. In other words, there are 18 members of that Congress. So it's virtually 10%, almost 10% of all of the Republicans in the House of Representatives are people who won in districts that were carried by Joe Biden. In other words, they were far more popular in their districts than President Trump was. So I'm not sure his influence on those people, who are the bulk of the people, the 20 who didn't vote for Jim Jordan, I'm not sure they're going to go along with Trump in this regard. Dr. Richard Haass of the Council on Foreign Relations is going to be joining us later. He has a very provocative piece, sure to be controversial, called What Friends Owe Friends, Why Washington Should Restrain Israeli Military Action in Gaza. Speaking of which, there's a great deal of tension in the news about apparently, as they claim, 300 casualties at a hospital that was hit by an Israeli missile strike. Except that may not be the real story. Why not? We'll get to that and more coming up on The Medved Show.
Good this is going to be a little bit provocative.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Join your Free Market Champions Washington Policy Center for their annual dinner event on October 13th, featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
That hobby makes me James Bond.
And the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann, whose comedy is widely praised.
And that's why the funniest parody comedy now is coming out of the Babylon Bee.
Except on the hard left.
They have scores of articles mocking AOC for being childishly dumb. But that doesn't make any sense.
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, MichaelMedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Medved Show, there is a great deal of footage that is being featured on cable news everywhere, and a great deal of indignation and pain and horror about some 300 at least wounded people. They may not all be dead, but it could be as many as 300 killed by a rocket that fell on a Gaza hospital. And the reason that I use that language so carefully about a rocket that fell, because it is the Israeli side, and it's rare that you get an announcement so consistent and so strong from the Israeli military saying, we didn't do it. It wasn't our rocket. So who's responsible for killing those people? Well, in any event, it's the people who started this war, the Hamas people. But one of the things that people who have written about the war, who have followed the war so far, there were somewhere between 2,000 and 5,000 rockets that were aimed by Hamas at targets in Israel. Some of them killed a lot of people. But at least 30%, and probably over one-third, of those rockets that were launched actually fell on Gaza and killed other people in Gaza. Because though they have very expensive, very sophisticated Iranian rockets, the Hamas, which had undertaken a great deal with hang gliders and a naval attack and with people blowing up fences and using, they used drones to knock out cameras and early warning systems from the Israelis so that they could get in and kidnap people and kill people and murder people, that with all of that going on, apparently their precision rocketry wasn't so great. It didn't hit where it was aiming to go. And particularly at this point, the Israelis who are holding back on the ground invasion, and is that ground invasion still going forward? Well, there are all kinds of things that are happening right now, and not all of them terrible, which is kind of a change for this particular war. One of the things that isn't terrible is discussion about making deals on the hostages. There has been an apparently authoritative spokesperson for Hamas, and we don't know how authoritative or accurate this is, that they would be willing to release all of the hostages who aren't Israeli. And of course, for people who understand that the entire underpinning of this war is anti-Semitism, is hatred for Jews. The Nazis, yes, they killed some Roma people, some gypsies. Yes, they killed some political prisoners, lots of political prisoners. But basically their target was, if you were a civilian living in the mainstream of German life, you didn't have to worry too much about the Nazis unless you crossed one of their well-announced doctrinal ideas. But they were after Jews. Jews treated differently, in other words, from other people in the world. This is one of those things why people believe that anti-Zionism is at its very heart based on anti-Semitism. Why? Because what does anti-Semitism mean? It means that Jewish people have fewer rights, have fewer privileges, have fewer right to life, life to be let alone, to worship as you please. That Jews are denied the same kind of privileges that everybody else gets. And the same idea is there is no other country in the world where people regularly challenge your right to exist. And yet the question about what is Israel's right to exist, just follow some of the demonstrations on American college campuses. This is not opposed to one Israeli government. The people on the left, the hateful people on the left who are attacking the Jewish state at this time of difficulty, those are people who deny that Israel has a right to existence in any form. This announcement from the IDF, literally just breaking right now, they are announcing that we just eliminated Ayman Nofal, a senior Hamas operative. Nofal was the commander of Hamas's central brigade in Gaza and the former head of military intelligence for Hamas. Nofal directed many attacks against Israeli civilians, and besides being one of the most dominant figures in the terror organization, he was involved in the planning of the abduction of Gilad Shalit. We won't stop until we eliminate Hamas, so says the IDF. Who was Gilad Shalit? Gilad Shalit was an Israeli, I believe he was a corporal. He was either a corporal or a private. He had somebody who had just been drafted into the Israeli army, and he was captured by the Hamas in a previous back and forth with Israel, and eventually they negotiated a swap to get back Gilad Shalit. His family was very active in trying to get him back, and it was heartbreaking. He was held for 5 years. He was held prisoner, and of course he was terribly mistreated, and they released over 1,000 Palestinian prisoners who had committed horrible terrorist crimes in Israel over the years. They were released to trade for the one individual, Gilad Shalit. It's an amazing story. Israel was told that they would, it was offered that they would get Shalit back if they released 1,000 Palestinian prisoners in exchange for him in two phases. This was the same agreement reached 5 years later. The ongoing difficulties with the Hamas and Israel war, is the trip by President Biden going to help? Well, the point is it can't hurt. It can only hurt if there is some kind of horrible breach of security. And even for people who don't wish well to Joe Biden generally, and you'd like him to retire, and I think there are a lot of us who would prefer that President Biden finish up his term, retire with dignity. He's not. And one of the things that he is showing with this trip is he's showing that he's not a broken down old man with no energy left. President Biden will travel to Israel tomorrow to show solidarity with America's closest ally in the Middle East, says the New York Times, in a wartime trip to bolster the country's resolve to eradicate Hamas. We'll bring you the latest on that development and more coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Two people were killed in a shooting in Brussels, Belgium yesterday that authorities described as a terrorist attack ahead of a soccer match between Belgium and Sweden. President Biden taking a trip to Israel. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said yesterday during a briefing after meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the president will make the trip tomorrow. A judge has imposed a narrow gag order on Donald Trump in his federal election interference case. This order forbids all involved parties from publicly targeting special counsel Jack Smith, his team, court personnel, and potential witnesses. The top Democrat in the Senate wants Hamas wiped out. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Hamas must be stopped once and for all. Corey Myers, USA News.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show, while we'll keep you up to date on any developments regarding the negotiations or possible negotiations about the release of at least the non-Israeli, non-Jewish hostages, which would be maybe the beginning of something very, very important. Because, I mean, when you think about the situation they're in, it's a horrible, horrible situation. Meanwhile, here in our ongoing political fights, aside from the difficulty of Republicans to center their will on establishing a new speaker of the House of Representatives, we have the question of the several gag orders that are attached to President Trump. The Judge Chutkan in the a January 6th case involving President Trump and the efforts to overturn the election says Mr. Trump can certainly claim he is being unfairly prosecuted, Judge Kutkin said during the hearing, that's yesterday, but I cannot imagine any other criminal case in which a defendant is permitted to call the prosecutor deranged or a thug, and I will not permit it here simply because the defendant is running a political campaign. Andy McCarthy, who is a senior fellow at the National Review Institute, a veteran prosecutor and a very distinguished one, a former assistant U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. Andy, you believe that Judge Tanya Chutkan may have gone too far in trying to interfere with something she at least acknowledges verbally, which is Trump's First Amendment rights to express his opinions. What's wrong with the gag order that she's putting forward?
I think, Michael, the main thing that's wrong is that what Trump has been saying, although it's repulsive, is constitutionally protected. And Judge Chutkan, in her analysis, which is we don't really get a good look at because most of this was an oral ruling that was announced from the bench, but I think she's under the misimpression, to be kind, that the only interest at stake here is the administration of justice, that is the judicial process, and that it doesn't have to cede any ground or make any accommodations for the Constitution's protection of political speech during a campaign under circumstances where, you know, Trump has a right to run and he's a leading candidate, and every other candidate in the race, Republican and Democrat, is uninhibited in what they can say about the prosecution against him. So I really think as long as he stays on the right side of the incitement line, particularly when we're 5 months from trial and there's no jury sworn at this point, I really don't see how she can rightly do what she did.
Do you still think it's appropriate? One of the concerns that she tried to focus on in her statement, as I understand it, was concern about witnesses. Is, in other words, is it appropriate, usually in a high-profile trial, there are efforts to shield the witnesses from outside influences? Couldn't Trump talking about the case, and particularly talking about trying to undermine the credibility of some witnesses against him, wouldn't that come into the territory of trying to influence the decision by attacking the witnesses directly?
Well, I think it depends on who the witnesses are. For example, you know, the witness that Trump has attacked more than any other is Mike Pence, who is also a candidate in the presidential election and who has been making public statements about, you know, arguing that Trump tried to get him to violate the Constitution. And by the way, I'm not getting into like whether this is true or not true, which is not really the First Amendment analysis. It's simply, you know, you can't have a situation where Pence is free to comment because he's not a party to the litigation, and the judge is not really in a position to tell him what he can and can't say. And at the same time, Trump is then muzzled and can't speak or react. So, you know, generally speaking, you have to, with witnesses, avoid saying things that could be interpreted as witness intimidation or manipulation. But the idea that you can't comment on witnesses when the prosecution is an issue in the campaign, and under circumstances where what he's saying is not on its face obstruction of justice, libel, or incitement, I don't think the judge is paying enough deference to the Constitution's robust protection for political speech in a campaign.
Okay. Two questions that this very complicated issue. One is, no one has come up forward with what it is that Judge Tanya Chutkan is going to do to enforce this gag order. In other words, Trump has already, since she imposed the order, he already seems to have violated it. He's going after her and going after other officials of the court, certainly going after the prosecutor who's working against him, Jack Smith. But what can she do? And then second, if she does do something, and for instance, cites him for contempt of court, or threatens him with imprisonment of some kind on some basis, wouldn't that be just a prime basis for appealing the judgment if they ever reach one on this issue?
Well, I think, Michael, the appeal is going to happen anyway, because this is a kind of a thing that a court of appeals can decide without having to get into the underlying issues in the case. Trump has some other issues that he's raising that may be appealable, but I think this one is, whether she takes action or not. But your point is really a good one, and it's why I think that judges should never issue directives or draw lines in the sand unless they're really willing to defend those lines. Her way of enforcing the order, as you point out, would be to order him to hold him in contempt and either order him arrested or start issuing fines that would accumulate day by day. And that gets enforced by having the Justice Department enforce it, either by the U.S. Marshals or some other law enforcement agency.
As Trump was saying, the thugs of the Justice Department.
Right, in their SWAT suits, that's right. But, I don't see the Justice Department refusing to enforce, Judge Chutkan's directive, and I would think that, if it happened on, if she held someone in contempt in court, in the courtroom, where it happened in front of her, she would order the court personnel to lock the person up for some period of time. Otherwise, she could refer to the Justice Department for criminal contempt, or just issue a warrant for him that she would expect the law enforcement people to enforce. Just like you enforce other kinds of contempt.
Don't you think there's at least part of President Trump that would just be so pleased and so delighted if she actually did try to imprison him?
Yeah, he's clearly trying to goad her. I think, Michael, he's taking the same approach as he's taking in the case right now, the civil case in New York, which is he doesn't think he's got much of a chance in this forum, so he's decided to fight it as a political matter rather than a legal one.
And we will see where it goes. Andrew McCarthy on a busy, busy day. Appreciate your making the time for us. Coming up, we'll be joined by Dr. Richard Haass, who is President Emeritus of the Council on Foreign Relations. He has a piece saying that President Biden, when he goes to Israel, should get Israel to agree to restraints on its military action. What kind of restraints and why? We'll get to that with Dr. Richard Haass coming up.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day, plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Michael, you have the greatest show on the planet.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I'm glad to welcome back to the show Dr. Richard Haass, who is the President Emeritus of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's someone who has served in three different Republican administrations in the foreign policy field. He is the author of the best-selling recent book, The Bill of Obligations, The 10 Habits of Good Citizens. And right now he's not writing about good citizens, he's writing about good friends. And the idea that good friends owe their other good friends good advice. And in that context, he is trying to offer some advice to the United States and to Israel, hoping that the United States will succeed with President Biden's trip tomorrow scheduled for Jerusalem and Ramallah. Or Jordan, actually, is going to be meeting the Palestinian leadership in Jordan. At least it was originally scheduled that way. But with that trip, Dr. Haass, you're suggesting that President Biden should persuade the Israeli leadership to rein in, at least restrain to some extent, the massive ground invasion that everyone has been talking about. Why is that so important?
Well, it's important for any number of reasons. One is I don't think it will succeed if the definition of success is to eliminate Hamas. Military tools just can't accomplish that kind of a political objective. And as we've seen with this tragic apparent bombing of a hospital, a large effort will generate lots of support or sympathy for Hamas in the region and around the world, as well as in Gaza. I think Israel does have to go after Hamas, but it has to distinguish between Hamas and Gaza. And there's things that can and should be done against Hamas, and Israel's been doing it with various targeted strikes. You could do certain things with commandos. But I worry that something big will not only lose Israel the high ground around the world, but I think it dramatically increases the chance of war widening, bringing Hezbollah into the war from Lebanon, possibly Iran. And I don't think that serves the interests of Israel or the United States. President Biden shows up in Israel if the trip goes ahead as scheduled, with tremendous leverage and influence. He's the most popular man in Israel now, far more popular than the Israeli prime minister. So President Biden can essentially speak truth. And again, his speech the other night was very well received in Israel. And now the time is, I think, in private to have a very direct, straight conversation with Israeli leaders.
Okay, if the goal is not the elimination of Hamas and the complete dismantlement of the Hamas political leadership's quasi-governmental structures in Gaza. If that's not the goal, what would be the goal of the next Israeli maneuver? Sure.
Don't get me wrong, I'd love to see Hamas eliminated. It just can't be done. It's as much a movement or a network. It's an ideology as much as it is an organization. And even if Hamas were eliminated, something like it would come into being. So I think the goal ought to be to degrade it as much as possible militarily. And that's the mean. The most that can be done, I think, within Gaza. And I think Israel needs to rebuild its defenses in the south and west. What happened 10 days ago never should have happened, and it should never happen again. And ultimately, I think Israel needs to have a political outreach to Palestinians. That's Hamas. But the other Palestinians, the goal has to be to marginalize Hamas, to show there's a better path for Palestinians than supporting this terrorist organization.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I know from my conversations with Israelis who are also uncertain about the next step, one of the great concerns is that the sympathy for Hamas that seems to be permeating the Arab world with huge crowds in places like Iraq that have no skin in this game in particular, with all of that sympathy for Hamas, it gives Hamas a chance to move its center of operations, God forbid, from Gaza to the West Bank, and the West Bank, where more Palestinians live than Gaza, about 3 million as opposed to 2 million, the results of Hamas unseating the Palestinian Authority with all its faults would be nightmarish, no?
It would, and the way they Hamas unseated the Palestinian Authority in Gaza was it seemed to be less corrupt and more focused, more committed, younger. You're right, we don't want to see a replay of that in the West Bank, but the best way to avoid a replay is to show, again, the Palestinians who rule out the use of force, who are willing to coexist with Israel, they actually have a political path. They won't get all that they want, but they would get more than they have, and they would get a hell of a lot more than Hamas is going to get, which is nothing.
And in terms of Hamas getting nothing, they appear now to be entertaining the idea of at least some kind of negotiations for hostages, at least for the non-Jewish hostages.
It's going to be very hard to deal with that, because the question is distinguishing among hostages. What is it they're going to want in return? So it's hard to know what's propaganda, what's real. But look, I think it's the point that there's a decent chance there will be some swap, some exchange of hostages for Hamas prisoners in Israeli jails. I think something like that is possible. Could be something larger, but I wouldn't rule that out as this plays out.
What do you think is the next step? Do you think the president's making a mistake to take the risks, both diplomatic and political, and even security risks, to make this very fast trip to Israel?
No, I don't think he's making a mistake. I think it's a courageous thing to do, and by every measure of the word, courageous. But again, to simply let things drift, it hurts, I think, not just a close ally of the United States, Israel, but I think it's bad for U.S. interests in the region and the world. We don't want the Middle East to be blowing up now. We've got our hands full in Europe and the Indo-Pacific. So sure, the president, I think, needs to use his voice, persuade the Israelis to scale back what they appear to be contemplating, see whether we could add some momentum or something to some kind of a hostage release to try to prevent war widening, to signal certain countries of that, particularly Iran, so they understand the cost of war widening. No, I think it's a good investment. I'm not saying it's without risk. I'm not saying it's going to work. But simply leaving this alone, I don't see how that would improve things.
There are a number of scholars who believe that the so-called two-state solution, the idea of creating a separate nation of Palestine in the Middle East, is just dead because of the if this kind of horrific attack can happen in Israel from Gaza, where they aren't established as any kind of state, there would be great fears of even worse attacks coming from a new state of Palestine. Do you believe there's still life in the two-state solution idea?
I think that analysis is dead wrong, but I think the two-state solution is on life support, not so much because of what just recently happened, but in part because of years of Palestinian refusal to accept compromises and then Israeli settlement activity. So it's going to be difficult, but to paraphrase what Churchill said about democracy, the two-state solution is the worst solution except for all the others. And if Israel's going to remain a democratic Jewish state, I do not believe there is an alternative to a two-state solution. The Palestinians, 5 million Palestinians, continue to live in Israel without rights, then Israel ceases to be a democracy. And if they do get full political rights, Israel ceases to be a Jewish state. I do not see how either of those outcomes is in Israel's interest.
And the discussion about a one-state solution, like Canada mixing French-speaking and English-speaking people, not that they've been in the habit of killing each other. But there is, as you know, would take an amazing sales job to persuade the Israeli public at this point, at least according to some of the polling. The polling in the United States has been very positive about Israel. Do you think it's important obviously it is important to hold that level of support? Richard Haas, always a pleasure to speak to you. Your piece is linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. He is the President Emeritus of the Council on Foreign Relations and the author of the fine book about civics, which is not a boring subject at all. It's a necessary subject. The book is called The Bill of Obligations, The 10 Habits of Good Citizens, which is important for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.